السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله، among the صحابة كرام رضي الله عنهم is a very noble صحابي known by the name صخر رضي الله عنه، famously known by his appellation. سبحان الله. So this صحابي has that صخر, his wife, their children all had embraced Islam and became the صحابة كرام رضي الله عنهم. This Sahabi also became, Allahu Akbar, the father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even prior to his Islam. It was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam who wedded his daughter, radiyallahu anhum. So he is known by his appellation, Abu Sufyan. So he is Sakhr bin Harb bin Umayyah bin Abd Shams. Abu Sufyan radiyallahu anhu. His mother was Safiya bint Hazan, the aunt of Hazrat Maymuna radiyallahu anha, Maymuna bint al-Harith ibn Hazan, Umm al-Mu'mineen. His father was the famous Harb ibn Umayyah. Hazrat Abu Sufyan was the father of his one son Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, the other being Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhu. His daughter, famous daughter, was Hazrat Umm Habiba, Umm al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu anha. She was among the earliest Muslimat. She had migrated in Allah's way to Abyssinia. Imagine, her father was such a ruler in Makkah Mukarramah, but she sacrificed and went to Abyssinia to preserve her Iman. There her husband tried to force her to leave Islam due to him joining bad company, alcoholics, Christians. He then felt he wanted to return to alcohol, seeing that Islam prohibited alcohol. He then gave his wife an ultimatum. He gave her a choice, to choose Islam or choose your husband. Imagine, she chose Islam. Thereafter, after her iddah and after some time, she sees a dream where the angel of Allah addresses her, Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen. And she wondered, how would I be Umm al-Mu'mineen? She could have went home easily. Her father was of such profound position in Makkah. But she chose to sacrifice, and a day later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends a message to Hazrat Najashi, proposing for Hazrat Ummu Habiba in marriage. Hazrat Ummu Habiba Ramla bint Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anha. His elder brother Yazid radiyallahu anhu is also a son of a Sahabi, the son of Abu Sufyan, the Sahabi, a very noble, intelligent Sahabi of great reverence and respect. Hazrat Abu Bakr. So this Sahabi, Hazrat Yazid, actually was one of the scribes of Wahi and was a great conqueror for Islam. He was known as Yazidul Khair, radiallahu anhu. He was sent, designated by Hazrat Abu Bakr to take Allah's deen to the lands of Sham. Study the advices Hazrat Abu Bakr gave him on how to treat his men and how to rule them with justice and integrity. Hazrat Abu Bakr appointed him to be the Amir, the commander of his army. Allahu Akbar. But Hazrat Yazid passed on in the 18th year after Hijrah. As for the other brother, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, a Sahabi, the son of such a great Sahabi, the son of a Sahabiya, he's known as one of the great kings in Islam. He was also a scribe of Wahi, a man of forbearance, knowledge. Imagine, he narrates 163 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without him, there's so many ahadith we would not have known about. And Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him, that Allah make him Hadi and Mahdi, Allah, one who will guide others and one who will remain firm on Hidayah. He was very famous for his generosity. He was so generous. It was very hard to find one more generous than him. Yearly he would give 1 million just to build the bond and make ikram of Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein. Radiallahu anhum. Famous incidents of his forbearance, how he took Wail bin Hujr radiallahu anhu to designate his property to him. And en route, Hazrat Muawiyah's sandal tore. So Hazrat Muawiyah asked him, would you give me a lift on your conveyance? So Wail said, how can I give you a lift behind me on my conveyance? Meaning, I come from such an area where I am of the royal party and I must give you a lift. So Hazrat Muawiyah remained silent. But then when his shoe broke, he asked, would you borrow me your sandals? Because the sand of the desert is burning me.
So Wa'il bin Hujr responded that use the shade of my camel as your shoe, meaning place your foot in the shade. But when Hazrat Muawiyah became such a great ruler of the Muslim lands from Dimashq for 20 years as a governor, then another 20 years as the Khalifa of the entire Muslim world, he never then take out his wrath upon Wa'il bin Hujr radiallahu anhu due to what Wa'il did as he was about to embrace Islam.
So subhanAllah, Hazrat Muawiyah narrates 163 hadith. But his sister Hazrat Ummu Habiba radiallahu anha, Ramla, is one of the great scholars of Islam. What a great sahabiyah, Ummul Mu'mineen, so respectable, so great. Due to her being Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed wife and our mother, Hazrat Muawiyah is known as Khalul Mu'mineen, the mother's brother. Khalul Mu'mineen. She passed away in Medina Munawwara, 44 Hijri. Now, subhanAllah, there's an amazing event where Hazrat Muawiyah reports that myself, my father, with my mother, were together outside Makkah, and I was with them on my conveyance, a little donkey it was. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to us, and he was speaking to us, speaking to my mother and father. And as he spoke to us, my father said, "Oh Muawiyah, get off and let Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ride on your conveyance." I got off. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rode, and as he went on with them, he gave da'wah to Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu and Hind radiallahu anha. And he said to them, "By Allah, we would have to die. Definitely, everyone has to die. And then the good doer would have salvation in paradise, and the evil doer, one who defied and denies Allah, would end up in hell. And what I'm telling you is indeed true. And you are among the first people that I am to invite." Then the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited Surah Hamim Fussilat to them, subhanallah, from verses 1 to 11. And at the end, Abu Sufyan said, "Have you now completed, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" He said, "Yes." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got off the conveyance. I then rode. Then my mother Hind got upset. She said to Abu Sufyan, "How could you tell my son to get off? Then isn't this man a magician and a liar?" And Abu Sufyan said, "No, he is not a magician, nor is he a liar." This was the akhlaq Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu showed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So such a sahabi radiallahu anhu that we should always remember. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah said that even the dust on the nostril of the conveyance of Hazrat Muawiyah, no tabi'i can even compare to that. Even Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah. So we learn from our ulama kiram, when people start doubting sahaba radiallahu anhum, that means their belief in Allah's deen is dubious and doubtful. That's why we'll find sometimes those who discard and disrespect sahaba radiallahu anhum, it seems that they're doing something for the cause of Islam. They are not doing it for Palestine. They don't even believe in Palestine. Their actual agenda here is their own ulterior motive. They don't accept Palestine to be the lands of Muslims and the lands of the Ummah. They believe that the Jews and Christians are more rightful. Such people who attack the image and the position and the status and the honor of the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum can never be Muslim, because it was them who preserved the ahadith, and it's them who preserved the Quran. Subhanallah. Allah give us tawfiq, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.